You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The NCERT dropped some references to the Babri Masjid, the politics of Hindutva, and the 2002 Gujarat riots in its political science textbook for class 12. Some places where the Muslim community was mentioned earlier have also been altered. The changes were made public by the body on its website on Thursday, adding to a growing list of textbook changes and updates on sensitive topics in recent years. The NCERT textbooks are taught in schools under the Central Board of Secondary Education, to which roughly 30,000 schools in India are affiliated. The External Affairs Ministry on Thursday steered clear of the political row over Kachathiwu Island. The spokesperson said External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has clarified all issues related to the matter during recent media interactions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Jaishankar have targeted the Congress and the DMK for their handling of the issue. Under two agreements signed by India and Sri Lanka in 1974 and 1976, the island located about 20 kilometers from the Indian coastline fell on the Sri Lankan side of the maritime boundary. The opposition Congress Party was in power at the time, and the government was led by late Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Thursday that Ukraine will eventually join NATO as support for the country remains rock solid among member states. During his meeting with Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba in Brussels, Blinken told reporters that Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Blinken's statement comes as the NATO alliance is marking its 75th anniversary. Meanwhile, the Kremlin recently declared that Russia is now in direct confrontation with NATO. Shashank Singh smashed a 25-ball half-century and led Punjab Kings to a 3-wicket win over Gujarat Titans in the Indian Premier League on Thursday. Singh clubbed 4 sixes and 6 boundaries in his unbeaten 61 off 29 balls as Punjab roared back to reach 200 for 7. With this, Punjab re-sixed its second win in 4 games and handed Gujarat its first loss at home in 3 games. Impact player Ashutosh Sharma capitalized on 2 early dropped catches and smashed 31 off 17. Pariniti Chopra on Thursday shut down all the speculation and gossip around her pregnancy. At the trailer launch of her upcoming movie, Chamkila, Pariniti opted for a caftan dress. After the event, she changed into an oversized white shirt and black pants, sparking pregnancy rumors due to her fashion choices. The Ishqzade actress took to her Instagram stories to clarify the speculations, indicating that her choice of clothing should not be misconstrued as a sign of pregnancy.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.